And on this High Five Friday, we say good morning to Melissa Dykeshorn, Associate Veterinarian at the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. Everybody ought to be a little happier. We got a little needed rain, which is, seems kind of weird to say that we needed rain, but it was getting a little dry.
It was.
Hot weather and the wind. And yeah, my lawn was needing it. So.
Yep. We're happy.
You bet. Good. You bet. And here we are in July already.
Can't believe it. It's happening.
I know.
I don't.
Well, speaking about happening, what's been going on out at the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic these days?
Well, it's hot, as you know. I don't know what the dog days of summer are, but it kind of feels like we're in them. So most of our cow-calf pairs, producers are out to pasture. I think many of our producers are busy haying or maybe taking a much-deserved holiday. But probably haying.
Right.
So, we'd like to talk a little bit today about, depressing topic, a little bit more about disease for cow-calf producers. And, and because of that, maybe mention some review of vaccine protocols and strategies. Yeah, just to give folks something to think about while they're running those rakes and balers.
Hopefully in an air-conditioned cab.
Right. That'd be nice for them.
That's right. Well, now, are you running a special this month, Melissa?
We are, yes. Trying to continue to reach out to those cat and dog owners for sure. We're coming off our spay-neuter month. June was spay-neuter month. And so July is dental month. We're doing another one of those. So, yeah, as I've mentioned before, you know, as with humans, healthy teeth support a healthy body. So we like to keep talking about those teeth. The opposite is true as well, unfortunately. So, you know, if you have notice any brown discoloration to the teeth, bad breath, drooling excessively, etc. Those things are just not normal for your cats and dogs.
Right.
So those pets really do need an oral exam and you know, just a determination if a dental would help them. You know, broken teeth, etc. I have a confession to make this morning, Scott.
Uh-oh, confession time.
I have a dog. Her name is Lucy. I know she has a broken tooth, and I don't want to say how many months it's been there. So I'm going to commit this month. I'm going to bring her in.
Okay, good.
And I want you guys to look at your dog's teeth as well. I know you both have them. Winston, and I can't remember your puppy's name. Junior, there it is. So next month, we're going to check in, all right?
All right.
Have you looked at the mouth?
Yes.
So yeah, 20% off dentals this month and the associated any extractions, blood work before the procedure, any dental products, toothbrush, foods, etc., all through July. So 20% off dental. So yeah, please call, set up an appointment, or set up the procedure itself.
There you go. All right. So there we go. We all have a job in the next month.
There you go.
Once the dogs are over their fear of fireworks, check their pets' teeth.
Maybe wait a couple days. That's a good point.
You mentioned diseases for cattle producers to look out for, Melissa. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So we did talk a little bit about a disease, anaplasmosis, a few months back. Mm-hmm. And that one, just a real quick review, that's a bacteria. Generally transmitted by ticks. And so right now through the fall, we're going to see, you know, we may see a few cases, we may not, depending on the year. In the last few years, we have seen some. So older animals tend to become weak, go down. We do see some deaths. So there is no vaccine, but it is treatable with diagnosis. You know, blood or tissue samples can diagnose it very easily. And then we do have a treatment. We can put CTC in food and mineral, you know, that type of thing. So that's one we wanted to put a plug in for. A disease that we haven't talked about, or kind of a set of diseases that we haven't really talked about yet, is related to abortions. So animals, cows that get bred and then abort early or late or midway through their pregnancies. If you are a cattle producer, or you've known a cattle producer, I'm sure you've heard talk of some higher open rates in our spring and fall herds. And so we know that there's a lot to play there. We've had wet weather. We've had poor quality hay. There's a lot to play there. But we didn't want to miss anything. So we started kind of late last fall. And then we've continued a little bit in the early spring and into summer here with some testing. And we have seen some diseases that just possibly, you know, may or may not be playing into these open rates. So the one that I wanted to mention this morning is called Neospora. It's not a virus, not a bacteria. This one's a protozoa. So it's kind of a whole different drug, a whole different class of bugs that can cause problems in cows. What you see is animals that abort at any time throughout their pregnancy. And so, again, called Neospora, coyotes carry it, stray dogs can carry it. You know, they don't show signs of sickness, but your animals will abort. And so a lot of times it's on pasture, maybe on corn stalks. You're not there all the time to notice those things. So you may or may not see those things. And then you end up with some more open cows in the spring or the fall at calving time. So Unlike many of our diseases, these animals generally don't clear the disease, and so they can re-abort. There is a pretty significant chance of another abortion later in their life. And so they don't clear the infection. There are some diseases where they will, but this isn't one that they do. And so no vaccine again for this particular disease, for Neospora. What we as a clinic have been recommending is that we do our best to control those coyotes and stray dogs. Don't keep your open cows if at all possible. That's kind of an important one. We do have some producers that have maintained a spring and a fall herd and then kind of do that, the rolling over. If they're open, the cow is thin, maybe the cow had a late calf, and so they'll kind of give them another chance, so to speak. That's a great thing for a lot of guys. There is a possibility that you may be continuing a disease process in your herd. So that's just kind of a reason we wanted to kind of bring it up this morning. So, and then we have gotten some positive results on some viruses that we do have vaccines to prevent against those. So we do want to encourage, that kind of brings up another point to make today, just a review of vaccine protocols for producers today. That's something we kind of wanted to talk about. So,
all right. Awesome. So what a review of vaccine protocols look like?
Yeah. So at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I feel like I say this a lot, just please give us a call. Right, yeah. We did actually, the doctors here sent out letters last week. We sat down and kind of wrote up a little reminder, just inviting producers, if you are at all interested, to sit down and just schedule a time with us to go over what you're doing. We'll have some coffee. We'll have donuts. Just give us a call and set up a time. I know guys are in the hay field, but if it needs to be 6 a.m., 7, 8, we'd sure be willing to meet with you. Okay. Just go over what you're doing. Maybe bring a list of what you're doing and see if there's anything that we can add. Sometimes there's things that we can take away. We've had that situation a few times, or just change slightly. So we'd like to talk about vaccines. We'd like to talk about deworming strategies. Our goal is just to not see diseases in the area if we can prevent against them through vaccinations or management. That type of thing. So we thought that that's just a good reason, since we've seen some diseases, a good reason to review.
Sure.
Yeah. So I also wanted to mention real quick, we really have seen these incidents or these cases of disease, they've extended south to the kind of south extent of our practice area, west, north. It's throughout, it's all over. So not just one area to be alarmed about. So again, just any producers in your listening area, just something to think about.
All right. So be looking in your mailbox for a letter from O'Neill Veterinary Clinic.
Yes.
Yeah. And they should be getting that. Otherwise, if they don't, or if maybe it got lost or whatever, call.
Just give us a call. Yeah. Give us a text, a Facebook message, email, whatever you need to do. If you are interested in sitting down and chatting, and we could do a phone conversation too. I know it's sometimes hard to get into the clinic, and I know with COVID and the things that are going on, maybe some people are uncomfortable, but we could sure do whatever we need to do. We want to help if we can.
You bet. Or stop out just north west of O'Neill, or call 336-3883.
Exactly.
All right, Melissa. Well, you have a happy 4th of July. Again, if anybody has any questions about anything we talked about or want to discuss it more, just call, call or stop in.
Absolutely.
All right, have a good
weekend.
Appreciate
your time. Thank you, Scott.
Melissa Dykeshorn, Associate Veterinarian at the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic.